As the country passes 200,000 deaths from COVID-19, an NPR analysis shows that the disease is shifting away from the country's biggest cities. Of the first 100,000 deaths, less than a quarter happened outside large metro areas. Now that's almost doubled. It's nearly a half. Further out in rural areas, the number of deaths has nearly tripled. We've got NPR data editor Sean McMinn and standing by Kirk Siegler, who covers the urban-rural divide for NPR. He's based in Boise, Idaho. So, Sean, stat guy, start with this statistical divide. Remind us, why did this happen?
Right. So at the beginning of the pandemic, it started obviously outside the United States, which meant that our international ports of entry were initially the most vulnerable. So New York, of course, made up a big chunk of the first 100,000 deaths, and that's one of the most urban cities in the world. So there maybe was this feeling in the beginning, it's only happening in these places because people live so close together. It's not going to spread to small towns and rural areas. Unfortunately, that's not how it played out, and there's a couple of reasons for that. One is you had some people who were fleeing those urban areas and bringing the virus with them. So what can start as a small outbreak can spread much quicker if you don't have or you can't afford, you know, a big contact tracing effort, public education outreach, or whatever else some of these larger cities' health departments have been doing.
Yeah. Well, and then Kirk Siegler there in Boise. Early on, we spoke to a nurse who went from Boise to New York City to help and was shocked at what she saw. And she wanted us to warn people back home, this could come to you. Was she right?
Well, yes. And even at that time, actually, here in Idaho, there was a big outbreak going on in a rural area. But broadly, I would say, you know, rural areas, you're naturally socially distancing. And there was some reluctance to adopt some of the coronavirus restrictions because people and businesses felt like, well, here was another policy crafted with only cities in mind. But, you know, it became clear quickly that rural areas were not going to escape this just by geography. And that was the big fear, that these rural hospitals that don't have the capacity, that they'd get overwhelmed and then the cities would be overwhelmed and they wouldn't be able to transfer their patients there. And, you know, we have seen some pretty big gatherings, I should mention, too. In fact, there was a large rodeo the other day here in Idaho where a lot of lockdown restrictions have been eased, but it's not like the cases are dropping that fast in any way.
Well, and Sean, again, NPR's data editor, how does this urban to rural shift change how we fight the virus?
Well, in some ways, it is a little bit easier to deal with in rural areas, but that doesn't mean that people are totally living in a bubble. You still have these big events. And in fact, what kind of surprised me in reporting this story was Father's Day. I talked to a public health official down in South Texas where his county had hardly any cases during the spring. And then he said it started all around Father's Day. That day became part of this chain of events that led to this tragic situation where they're at almost over 1,500 deaths at this point. That's in Hidalgo County in South Texas.
Right, right. We've reported on that. And where else have we seen a spike outside of cities?
Places like Broward County outside Miami and San Bernardino outside L.A., they both saw big increases in deaths over the last few months. There's a place called Galax, Virginia, which is in the southwest of the state. They have 20 deaths there, but only 7,000 people live in the city. So on a per capita basis, that's worse than New York City, even though New York was, of course, much higher in the number of people who were killed by the disease.
Yeah. Well, and then Kirk Siegler, again in Boise, we know that essential workers in inner city hospitals are more at risk. But is there something about the lifestyle or kinds of jobs people in rural areas have that make them more or less susceptible to COVID-19?
I think it's fair to say anecdotally that a lot of people here don't or, you know, can't work from home. In southwest Idaho alone, there are lots of Latino farm workers close to me. You think of the meat packing plants. And, you know, and just generally more blue-collar jobs where you're working in sometimes close quarters where you can't really socially distance. And I think, Robin, you know, we also have to consider the messaging here from the highest levels of the Trump administration. First, we were told masks didn't do anything from government officials. You know, words matter. People are confused about what to do. That said, a lot of people still are taking this virus very seriously. You do see people wearing masks in grocery stores, especially in places where they're required to.
Sean, data guy, your takeaway here.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the numbers here, what really struck me was how you can have a community that can go from being completely fine to having an outbreak and then having deaths follow that in an unfortunately short amount of time. And of course, when that happens, people, they then start wearing masks and they start social distancing more. But you don't want to be in that position where you are changing your behavior after people you know get sick or die. You want to stop that in the first place.
NPR data editor Sean McMinn, and also Kirk Siegler, who covers the urban-rural divide for NPR. He's based there in Boise, Idaho. Kirk, Sean, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Robin.